Well, now, as I mentioned earlier, our Will You Grow series is beginning today, and it's promising to be a life changer. I hope it's a life changer for you. I think it will be for me. Right now, I'd like to invite Ron and Robin Garriga to come forward. They are the leaders of our stewardship campaign, and they have a few words they'd like to say.
Thank you, Brian. I'm Robin, and this is Ron Garriga, and we are the directors of the stewardship campaign for 2019. Ron, you want to tell them about it?
As you've heard already, the title of this generosity campaign is Will You Grow? Robin and I are just asking our church family, if you would just take the time, and I love in our song that we just heard, an opportunity to just be in that quiet place, to find a place to just be quiet and rest. And think about where you are and your giving with toward God and His kingdom. It has been a pleasure to work with our team that we've had putting this together. It doesn't just happen. An amazing leadership team have put together this program along with others at the staff of the church. And I'll tell you, whenever Pastor Brian just said that he hopes it's life-changing, that is truly our prayer. We hope that you take an individual look as to where you are and your tithing and giving of the church. And we're just asking you to take it to that next step or two.
We're hoping that it's a transformation process for all of us as we take the time to breathe in God's word and visit what He says to us about giving.
Robin and I have definitely prayed and talked about it, that we are definitely making a commitment to step up our giving to the church. And so we are asking you to be a part of that same process. We want this to be a biblical action. We would like each of you to just think about going to the Bible, praying about it, reading the scripture, studying God's word, and make this an opportunity for you to grow as a disciple and steward. Our Stewardship Sunday commitment will be Sunday, November the 18th, correct?
Is correct, that right? Yes.
So we're just asking you to really give this some self-reflection, some self-direction as to your opportunity to feel that sense of seeing your resources grow within the ministry support at Shalimar United Methodist Church. We have a lot going on at Shalimar United
Methodist.
It's
an exciting time for us at Shalimar.
So we are asking you to please, will you grow with us? Thank you.
Thank you, Ron and Robin. Well, it is now time for us to give our tithes and our offerings. And, I remember in the Bible, Jesus warned us that we should be careful before making commitments too quickly. He said, "Whoever puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven." We don't take our commitments very lightly. We take them seriously. And when we pledge to the church and give our vows to support the church with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that's no exception. As we begin this series on Will You Grow, we're not really asking you to make a commitment tonight. We're asking for you to commit to go with us on this journey heading toward commitment. It's something that we need to think about. So it begins today, and as we bring our tithes and our offerings to the Lord, we can remember that He is calling us to go on the journey together. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we know You have great blessings in store for us, if only we would give over our lives to You. This evening, as we bring our tithes and offerings to You, may it be the beginning of a greater commitment and greater blessings than ever before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You know, me and Ron have a special friendship. I love that man. I really do. For the last couple of years, I've been able to hang out with him doing EMEA stuff, and it's pretty cool. There was actually a team meeting here today, and this whole front here was a prayer rail, and they did communion, and a whole bunch of people from multiple churches across this area gathered together for a few special people to pray and be commissioned out for the next walk. And I just love your heart, sir. I love everything, and I know behind every great man, there's an even better woman, and y'all are just a very special couple. Thank y'all for taking on the task for doing this campaign. In worship, y'all, the song that we sang, Here Is Our King, there's another song that we're about to sing that is just, we're not up here just to sing songs. It's all about us getting together to worship. We happen to be on a stage so that you can see us, but it's about worship. And if my goal every single week is to make sure that the congregation can actually worship, not because of what we do, but that we're not a distraction for that, that it becomes a call and response to the one and only. And so this song and our retro series are about to sing called Oh Praise Him. The first time I heard it, I was like, how amazing is this to sing with all the angels? And we're going to get a chance because there's a new song that has just come out that is going to give y'all an opportunity to have a call and response. But let us stand together as we sing this out, and let's just imagine what it'll be like.
Turn your ear to heaven and hear the noise inside, the sound of angels, all the sound of angels' songs, and all is for a king. We could join Christ the King. How constant, how divine, this song of ours will rise. Oh, how constant, how divine, this love of ours will rise, will rise. Oh, I'll lend you.
If you will stand and join me in the reading of the scripture. And the reason we stand, ladies and gentlemen, and church family, is because we are standing to give complete honor and respect to our Lord and Savior. We would have nothing if it were not for Him. Please join me in Proverbs 3, 5 through 10 as I read this to you from the NLT Bible. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then He will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
You feel the world is broken.
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? We do. It's all creation groaning. Is a new creation coming? spark in the night, a flame of hope, Spirit of God within my soul, alive within my heart, alive in my bones, lifting my eyes towards you, Lord, teaching my heart to draw in close to the old. Zimba fans in the flame, I'm revived within your name. Your spirit lives within me, your spirit lives within me. This fire burns in my soul, nothing light of heaven glow. I roll the earth to see you, I roll the earth to see you.
Sing with the angels, God. Lord, we lift it all up to you. Lord, thank you for your sweet spirit. have a seat.
Hello, I'm Philip McVeigh, and I'm here with Ron and Robin Garriga, directors for our generosity campaign that we are calling Will You Grow? And we want our congregation to hear these three words, Will You Grow, each week. And the first word is will. And I just wanted to ask Ron and Robin, when you hear that word will, what do you hear that God is asking you to do?
Well, let me say that I didn't hear you say, can you? You said, will you? And our answer is, yes, we will. And when I hear the word will, I'm making a choice. It is my choice that I will do something. And when it comes to tithing, Robin and I, as a married couple, have always said we will tithe. There's some times that have been dark and some times that we've not been able to give as much as we would like, but we have always tried to make it our will to give one step further each year, and our blessings because of that have just been abundant.
So when you choose to respond, when your will meets God's will, you've been blessed.
Absolutely. And not just blessed financially, spiritually, emotionally, with friends and support, and just seeing blessings even in our church family.
You know, a blessing, it could be someone's good health. Mm-hmm. It could be someone's success at work. And how does that affect your will? Well, it's will because we have joy with what we're doing. We have pride in the fact that we do make an effort to give to God and to strengthen God's kingdom.
One final question about the word will. If you were going to ask as directors for our congregation to do something differently with this word will, what would you recommend that each of us does in response to this campaign?
I think first of all, stop and take a little quiet time, which is very hard in our society today, but alone time to prayerfully speak with our Lord and listen to what He's encouraging you to do, because He's going to be there to support you with whatever your decision is.
And I keep mixing in the word can, because we can do most anything, but will we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
the choice.
Our choice is we want you, our church family at Shalimar United Methodist Church, to join us by saying we will grow in our giving to the church.
Thank you, Ron and Robin, for giving us some insight about this word will.
Will you grow with us?
Thank you, Ron and Robin, for those wise words. And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about over the next several weeks. Will you grow? Not can you grow. You know, my wife has a honey-do list. Anybody have a honey-do list? I have a honey-do list. And sometimes she will remind me that I haven't completed everything on my honey-do list. She doesn't say, can you do this? She says, will you do this? Because she knows there's a big difference. This month coming up, as we consider what it means to be members of our church, what it means to be disciples of Christ and growing in our faith, it's time for us to ask ourselves, are we going to do what we've always said we would? We know we can. The question is, will we? Growing is a part of our discipleship. Jesus calls each of us not to stay where we are, but to begin where we are. And He takes us where we are and accepts us as we are. But He asks us to grow from that. The Proverbs that we heard Ron speak of and say just a few minutes ago reminds us of that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. As we look at those words, we see there's really three things that I think the writer of the Proverbs was telling us. First of all, trust in the Lord. We trust in the Lord. You know, we ask God to guide us. If we trust in the Lord, then He will guide us. If we don't trust in the Lord, then we'll guide ourselves, and that'll take us who knows where. There once was a Scottish fisherman who would go out on his boat every day, and everybody liked him, but his reputation was that he would often get lost out in the sea. And at the end of the day, everybody would come back in with their boats, and they'd see he was missing. They'd have to go out and look for him. And it got to be pretty aggravating, you know, but every time he went out there by himself, he'd get lost and couldn't find his way back to shore. Finally, one of his friends gave him a compass and said, "Now you can use this compass to find your way back to land." Fisherman said, "Okay, fine." Next day, lost again. They had to go looking for him. And when they found him, they said, "Listen, why didn't you use your compass, the one we just gave you yesterday?" He said, "I was using the compass, but I couldn't get it to point north. It kept wanting to point southwest." He already thought he knew which way was north. He just couldn't get the compass to agree with him. So he was guiding by himself and getting lost every time. But if you trust in the Lord is our north star. The Lord is the true north that sends us where we need to go. If we trust in the Lord, He will guide us. The second thing is fearing the Lord. If you fear the Lord, God will heal you. Now that may need to take a little bit of unpacking, because that word fear has a different connotation for us today. But fearing the Lord means taking the Lord seriously. It means knowing that He's really wanting to guide you, and He has your best interests at heart. But if you disregard what He has to say, you do so at your own peril, because the laws of nature will be spilled out, and you'll have to follow those whether you like it or not. If you fear the Lord, that brings your life in harmony with God's will. And in harmony with God's will, you can be healed. Anybody ever seen burl wood? You know what I mean when I say burl wood? It's a beautiful kind of a grain like that picture on the right. I don't know if that really does it justice, but I have a bed in my home that my grandfather was born in. And up on the top of it is this beautiful burl wood. And I just love that piece because the grain is so wavy and so unpredictable and precariously going in all different directions. Do you know what makes that happen? Disease. Disease makes the tree grow a scab, if you will. It might be an insect infestation, or it might be a fungus, but whatever it is, the tree will grow this big knot around it to kind of encapsulate it and allow itself to heal. And that turns out to be sometimes the strongest part of the tree. And in most cases, it turns out to be the most beautiful part of the tree. If we fear the Lord, we can be healed of all kinds of things, of the dysfunctions in our family, of the brokenness in our own way of doing things, in our own way of looking at ourselves. We can be healed in our spirit as we've gone through trials and tribulations and we've been beat down. Fearing the Lord can bring us back into that right place with God so that everything is all right. So you fear the Lord and God will heal you. The third thing is honor the Lord and God will bless you. I suppose you've heard that before, and I don't want to get into some kind of prosperity gospel like, you know, the more you give, the more you'll have. But in reality, the more you give your life over to God, the more God will bless you in many, many ways, in ways that can hardly even be expressed. Psalm 68:19 says, "Bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, supports us day after day." The God of our salvation supports us day after day. You align yourself with God, and things will come together in its own way. I can attest to that myself. When I was in seminary, I had just taken a big cut in pay, about an 80% cut in pay, to leave my job and to go into seminary to become a minister. And it was really the first time I took seriously the idea that I should tithe. And I said to myself, well, this isn't a good time. I just took a big cut in pay. I still have bills to pay as if I was a person actually making a living. And so how am I going to do that? And I had to give myself a break and say, you know, I'm spending all this money on seminary. I'm giving all of my time over to the Lord. The giving is just going to have to wait until I get out of seminary. And that's how I did it. But after seminary, of course, then all the student loans came due, right? And so it was easy for me to make an excuse for myself and say, well, first I have to pay off these student loans and then I can start tithing. Well, Sue, bless her heart, never had this problem. She grew up in a household where tithing was just an expectation. So did I, but I didn't take on my parents' habits. She did it. And for her, tithing was not a question of when, but just a question of if. Are you going to do it or not? And so there, fresh out of seminary, I had to make that decision. Am I really going to do it? Or am I going to come up with yet another excuse? And we started working our way toward tithing. I couldn't go to 10% right away. I had to start with a lower percentage. I think it was like 2%. But every year I would commit to raising that percentage, not just giving more money, but raising the percentage of our income so that we would eventually make our way up to 10%. And by the time we did that, it became such a blessing for us. We began to see God at work in our lives in so many different ways that we didn't want to stop there. And so we started setting aside additional money outside of our tithe to give in different ways, like the Red Cross or Sierra Club and things like that. And it just became a blessing. We continue to do that even today, and it's not difficult at all. It was impossible at first. I could have told you I would never get there, but I would have been wrong, because we did get there, and it's been a blessing for us. I know each and every one of you have your own story to tell, and I'm not going to ask anybody to share their story unless you really want to, and I would love to hear your story someday, and we might have you up here to share with us. But before we go any further, this is something we have to really focus on. Are you going to grow? Will you grow? I know you think I'm talking to somebody else. But I'm not. I'm talking to you, and you need to be talking to yourself. Am I gonna grow? Am I really where God wants me to be, or does He have more in store for me? I think He has more in store for each of us, because God wants to bless us immeasurably, and He's just waiting for us to get on board with that so that we can enjoy the blessings He has in store. So we need to stop for a moment and think about that and decide for ourselves, is this going to be that time when we really are going to grow? Is this going to be that time when we stop making excuses for ourselves and start enjoying the blessings of life that God has for us? You know, living in God's will gives us the best possible life. God has our best possible life ready for us. It's sitting there waiting on the shelf, ready for us to come down and take it off the shelf and say, yeah, this is what I want. It's so easy, though, for us to continue to live our lives according to our own will, either because we think we know better or because, well, we think we're enjoying life this way. And let's face it, doing everything God wants me to do is kind of a drag, right? But no, fearing the Lord brings health. And honoring God with our gifts and our tithes brings us blessings. And putting ourselves in God's will and aligning ourselves to God's will, trusting in His judgment, gives us guidance that will lead to the blessings and to the joy. When our will is committed to God's will, our lives will overflow. We will fulfill our capacity to grow. We will become those people who rise to our fullest self-actualized selves. Isn't that something worth doing? I'd like to invite the band to come forward, and as they come forward, I just want you to think about something. I've done a lot of stewardship sermons in my day. And sometimes I don't even convince myself. So tonight I'm not going to ask you to commit to giving more. I'm asking you to commit to commit. Are you ready to commit to commit? Are you ready to commit to going on this journey with your brothers and sisters in Christ? Because I think if we come together as a congregation and we say to ourselves, look what God is doing here at Shalimar. Just look. And we have the great privilege of getting on board with that and being a part of it. I can't tell you all the great blessings that have come our way just in the last year. We've suddenly, after all these years, we've had the opportunity to buy the Presbyterian Church property, what we now call Cross Corner. I think if we had gotten it years ago, we wouldn't have known what to do with it. We weren't ready for it. But God is making us ready. He's preparing us to move into greater ministries and doing all kinds of wonderful things. He's given us a great worship band. You guys really are good, by the way. I don't know about this retro thing, though. I mean, I keep waiting for him to sing Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, and all he does is these songs that I consider kind of modern. But anyway, it's retro to him. God has given us so many blessings. Our giving is going up, which is God's our signal to God that, yes, God, we're really ready. Now, my question to you, and I want you to be prayerfully considering this week. Are you ready to go on this journey? I want you tonight to commit to going on this journey. Show up every week. Show up every week and study the scriptures with us, pray with us, hear the word with us, sing with us, and ask yourself, do I really want to be a part of this? Or do I want to get to some further place down the road in my life and say to myself, I missed it. I had that opportunity, but I missed it. Are you ready to grow? Let's pray. Father, we come to you tonight. And we bow at your feet. We can do just about anything. We can lose weight, but will we? We can clean out our garage, but will we? We can wash our car, but will we? Every day we have choices to make, and so often they are automatic. We just have a habit. We confess to you, Lord, that we don't have the habit of growing. We have the habit of staying comfortably where we are. And I know that breaks your heart because you have so much more that you want to give us if only we would give ourselves to you. You're not a God who needs anything. We're not giving to you because you need it. We're giving to you because we need to give. And in that habit of giving, we grow in our love and in our generosity and in our faith and trust. So give us those times in our life, Lord, where we are forced to trust in you, where we have nothing left to do but trust in you and learn that lesson that you could be trusted. Give us those lessons in life where we understand that by honoring you, we rise to our fullest selves. By honoring you and giving you all the glory in our lives, we become better people. And we seize the joy that you have in store for us. Help us to fear you, Lord. Fear has gotten so out of style. Because we love you. But sometimes we kid ourselves into thinking that we can break your rules with impunity. Help us to fear you, Lord, so that we can regain our health and our wholeness as human beings and restore our community and our nation. Now, Lord, as we go our separate ways tonight, let us walk away with that commitment that this is the beginning point of a new journey, that new things are going to happen. And we wait anxiously and anticipate what we have to learn in the weeks ahead. So we lift it all up to you, Lord. Let it be so. Amen.